From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you want to know what's happening to the billions of dollars in the economic stimulus plan, you could start at recovery.gov. That's the website where the Obama administration is tracking the money. It's an enormous task, publishing a real-time, reliable accounting of what the government's doing, and it wouldn't have been possible a decade ago. Call it Government 2.0. In the first of two stories, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on how the White House is tackling that job and how information flow in the digital age is changing the way government works.
Remember the days when your phone had a thing called a dial on it? When the library was where information lived? Well, back in those days, if you wanted to know exactly what the government was doing with tax money, you'd have to spend a lot of time dialing that phone seeking answers. Or you could spend weeks in the dusty stacks of a research library. And really, only academics and journalists did that sort of thing. Today, checking in on the government is becoming as easy as checking your bank balance. At least, that's the way the Obama administration says it should be.
Let's start at the top site. So you can first off look at the state recovery sites.
This is Macon Phillips, the White House director of new media. He's showing me around recovery.gov, the website that follows the stimulus money.
Pages that has very detailed data, and we'll have even more detailed data over time about local projects, some of the stuff that's happening in your community.
Phillips is one of a team of people figuring out how to accomplish this considerable task: gather, catalog, and publish information about how every dollar of the economic recovery money is being spent, all $800 billion. He points to his computer screen. Recovery.gov has a clean, modern design. He scrolls along a timeline of the original legislation and clicks on weekly reports from more than two dozen agencies that are distributing the money. Charts and figures explain how the funds are being spread around.
And over time, as we get more quantitative data, this will start being things that people outside of government can interpret and sort of tap into to compare different disbursements across different agencies and do just tons of stuff.
Phillips is 30. He came to the White House after working on the digital side of candidate Obama's campaign, and he's excited to bring that same kind of internet savvy to the federal government, an institution that's traditionally been guarded when it comes to information. For example, ask Phillips what will happen when people who don't like the administration's priorities get a hold of this data, and he says,
the numbers are the numbers, and whether people agree with us or don't agree with us, it's every taxpayer's dollar. And if people want to criticize it, go for it.
This belief is pervasive in the White House Office of Management and Budget, that information about government should be free, simple to find, and easy to understand. Rob Neighbors, the deputy OMB director, says it's time for a new era.
We've never really been in a position before where the government took on the responsibility of sort of showing at a state level, at a local level, how federal dollars are being spent.
And why do this at a time when there are so many other priorities in government?
Well, I don't think that we actually had much of a choice, to be quite honest with you. I mean, and I say that for two reasons. One, the president made it very clear that we're going to operate the government in a fundamentally different way, that citizen participation is absolutely critical to the way the administration is going to be functioning, and that's part of what recovery.gov does.
The site will eventually include a way for citizens to comment and send ideas. And there's another reason Neighbors says the administration had no choice but to do this, because of the widespread distrust of the government.
Part of the economic recovery has to be regained confidence in the federal government's ability to make smart choices on behalf of the American people.
President Obama wants to go beyond tracking the stimulus money. If recovery.gov works well, OMB officials say, they'll expand this wave of open information across the federal government.
It's more than just government 2.0, it's democracy 2.0.
Andrew Roche is the founder of the Personal Democracy Forum, an annual conference that focuses on the intersection of technology and politics.
Because we are allowing citizens to do more than just vote once every 4 years for an elected leader who makes a decision, but we're allowing the public to connect the decisions that government makes in a way that's relevant to their civic lives. And that feedback loop gives them a sense of empowerment that they never had before.
Now, of course, there will be pitfalls. Information is squirrely. It's hard to keep track of, easy to manipulate. At the same time, government bureaucracy is not squirrely. It's lumbering. For recovery.gov to work, these things will have to change. But Roche says there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Citizens will only demand more information. And Roche argues that is causing a massive shift in what we expect from our government and how we interact with it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, how this shift in technology is changing the way government watchdog organizations do their job.